I am delighted to introduce my private member's bill on the constitutional amendment on the right to vote at 16. I am introducing this bill today to coincide with the Scottish and Welsh elections, in which 16 and 17-year-olds are actually voting. I note the great work already done by Senator Fintan Warfield and Lynn Ruan in trying to bring forward a bill which would allow 16 and 17-year-olds a vote in local and European elections. The Senator's bill wouldn't require a referendum, but would also limit the types of elections in which young people could vote. In March 2013, the first report of the Convention on the Constitution examined this issue, and the majority recommended that the age be reduced to 16 and that the franchise be extended for all elections. My bill is a simple constitutional amendment bill which would put the question to the people of Ireland on whether or not they agree to amend Article 16 of the Constitution, reducing the age of eligibility to vote in Dáil elections down from 18 years of age to 16 years of age. This change, if accepted by the people, would mean that people could register to vote from the age of 16 years on and be allowed to vote in all elections, including referenda. Estimated figures suggest that it would be upwards of 126,000 young people eligible to vote, with perhaps up to 5,000 of those in Donegal. The local and European elections will be taking place in 3 years' time. A general election probably isn't too far off, and there are commitments in the programme for government for various referenda. It is expected that there will be a referendum on the right to housing and also on Article 41(2), a woman's place in the home, so why not add this issue to the priority list as well? Last Friday, the 30th of April, myself and my colleague Jessica Bray attended the Student Council meeting in St Catherine's Vocational School in Killybegs. The conversation was lively, insightful and informed. Interestingly, some students raised concerns around the idea that young people might not understand politics or the PRSTV system. We discussed the fact that young people are smarter than they are given credit for. They have just not been given the tools and information to understand our system yet. If teenagers can be taught to understand math theorems, surely they can be taught to understand PRSTV. And indeed, there's a lot of people, politicians included, don't fully understand it yet, so I wouldn't worry too much about that either. So seeing as my private member's bill is about giving young people a voice, I wanted to share some of the matters that came up during our discussion. We discussed the idea that young people are more involved in everyday life than we think. With many 16 to 18-year-olds having part-time jobs, we explored the idea that politics is everything that we do and affects young people more than they might initially think, from the facilities that they use to the student grants that they're entitled to. I just wanted to add some of their comments here. You let us have certain responsibilities like having a job or paying taxes, but don't give us the responsibility of having a say on workers' rights or where these taxes should go. We are contributing to society. We deserve to be represented. People tell us that young people aren't interested in politics, but of course we aren't interested in something we have no say in or input into. If we are given the vote, young people would be interested and empowered. Young people have suffered greatly during this unprecedented pandemic, missed schooling, missed social development, missed sport and recreational activities. I know that all of society has suffered greatly, and I acknowledge that. But there has been additional anxiety for those preparing for their leaving certs and for further education and training opportunities. Over the past year, we have heard from articulate and determined young voices who wanted to be heard in the decisions being made about their future and safety. Young people spoke up. Media wanted young voices. The mantra of listening to those most affected is a welcome change in our media landscape, and it should be the same in our political practices. Even before the pandemic, we had seen the mass mobilisation of students around the world calling for action on climate change. The school strikes for climate and Fridays for Future campaigns have been led by young people around the world. Global inaction on climate change and their fear for the future of the planet, their futures, has mobilised young voices, and it is inspiring to see it. Reducing the voting age to 16 will enable schools to play a part in registering students. This should be in tandem to political education and should take place in all secondary schools, linking with local youth groups for those who may have left school at 16. I would like to thank Luke Casserly and his colleagues from ISSU, James Dorley and the team from the National Youth Council of Ireland, the teachers and students in St Catherine's Vocational School in Killybegs for their time, ideas and collaboration in this important bill. I would also like to give a special mention to a member of my team, Jessica Bray, for her enthusiastic and excellent work in this project. We look forward to it progressing through the Houses. I commend this bill to the House.